भगवद्गीता 13.19 इति क्षेत्रं तथा ज्ञानं ज्ञेयं चोक्तं समासतः मद्भक्तै तद्विज्ञाय मद्भावायोपपद्यते। हियर कृष्णा कंटिन्यूज टू स्पीक, ही सेज दिस इज लाइक अ समराइजेशन वर्स व्हिच हेल्प्स अस ईज आर व्हिच हेल्प्स ईज आर कॉम्प्रिहेंशन ऑफ थिंग्स। Kshetram, Krishna is saying in this way, I talk about Kshetra, Tha, Jnanam, I talk about Jnanam, Jnayam, Choktam, Samasataha, and I talked about Jnayam, Samasataha, in summary, Mad Bhakta Etad Vijnaya, that my devotee can know all this, and Mad Bhava Yopapadyate, and can thus attain my nature. Madhava. So, iti kshetram tatha jnanam. What this verse refers to is that, now Krishna is talking about kshetragya also, but in some ways that is implicit over here. Krishna doesn't mention it. Krishna is talking about kshetra and kshetragya from say 13.2 to 7. Although Kshetragya is the reference to Kshetragya is actually far less. There's just one verse. Two verses where actually it's the second half of the first verse and the first half of the second verse, or rather, second half of the second verse 13.2 and first half of the third verse that talks about Kshetragya. So in that sense it's succinct, very succinct, and so much more time has been devoted to Kshetragya, sorry, to Kshetra. Krishna talks about it from 4 to 7. And of course, there is a talk about it in 2 also. When Jnana was talked about from 8 to 12. And then now, Jnaya is talked about from, has been talked about from 13 to 18. And now, so, iti kshetram tatha jnanam geyam choktam samasataha. Krishna says, in this way, I have spoken all these things to you. Mad bhakta etad vijnaya. Who can know all this? It is my devotee who can know all this. And vijnaya, one can understand this. Jnaya is know. Vijnaya is to know. Know with internalization. Know with realization. Know with... Know internally. Know in a special way actually. Now madbhava yopapadite. And by this knowing, what will happen? Madbhava. One will attain my nature. Madbhava yopapadite. One attains. So iti kshetram tatha jnanam jnayam choktam samasatah. What is going on in life? Right. Now, especially when some complex subjects are being discussed. Now, first of all, you know, we all have finite intellectual powers. So, if we are focusing on studying on or internalizing one thing, we cannot think about other things. We cannot appreciate other things at that time. So in order to be able to appreciate other things, we need, to some extent at least, the capacity to take things in their stride. The capacity to move closer to Krishna through prayerful, purposeful devotion. So, higher spiritual truths are not known through intellectual conquest. Rather, they are known through the conquest, not by the intelligence, but the conquest of the intelligence by that higher absolute truth. So, The absolute truth is not meant to be conquered with our intelligence. The absolute truth is meant to conquer our intelligence. And that conquest of our intelligence by the absolute truth, and indeed the conquest of our whole being by the absolute truth, that is talked about here, where it is stated that that absolute truth is to be known by bhakti, known by devotion. Mad bhakta etad vijnaya. That it is through devotion that I can be known. And mad bhava yopapatite. Those who know me like this, they'll attain my nature. This attainment of my nature can work out both ways. There are kevala bhaktas, devotees who are focused on the path of devotion, and they strive to attain the absolute truth through prayerful, purposeful, diligent enactment of the rituals of devotion, and by that they move closer to Krishna and they attain Krishna. And while doing so, they conceive of the absolute truth as personal throughout, and thus they are united in love with that personal absolute truth. Now there can also be other conceptions of bhakti wherein one is conceiving the absolute truth in impersonal terms, and one sees bhakti as a means to attain that absolute truth in the impersonal manifestation. Krishna has talked about this in the previous chapter in 12.3 and 4, that te prapnuvanti mameva sarvabhuta hiteratha.
They too attain me.
They certainly attain me, of course. So, the acharyas there explain that they attain Krishna in the impersonal manifestation. So, of course, the stress of the Gita is on the process of personal devotion for gaining personal realization of the absolute truth. That means that we focus on the absolute truth in an eminently personalist way for moving towards perpetual perfection through devotion. Now, bhaktya mama vijanati yavan yaschasmitatvata tato mam tatvato gyatva vishati dhanantaram. Krishna has actually talked about devotion as the means of knowing before, and he'll talk about it after this verse also. Towards the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita in 18.54, he says it, 54.55 specifically, he says that it is through bhakti that he can be known. Bhaktya mam vijanati. And prior to this also he has stated that bhaktya to anya shakya hamevam vidho arjuna.
18.53.54.
Not only state that it is by bhakti that the absolute truth can be known, but they also state that actually the absolute truth cannot be known by any other means. Naham vedai nitapasana dani na chayijaya chakya evam vidho drishtum drishtumana simamitha. So, Purushas, that 8th chapter also had a verse, Purushas parapartha. Bhaktya labhyastu ananya yasyantasthani bhutani yena sarvamidam tatam. At the Parapurusha, at the Supreme Absolute Truth can be known primarily through devotion, not by any other means. Purushasya parapartham. So, through it all, the stress of Krishna in the Gita is on enabling us to move closer to Him, and He encourages us to practice the path of devotion as the most expeditious way to attain Him. And even in this chapter, which is going into a lot of analysis, Upanishadic mode of analysis, even here also, the stress is on devotion in a very significant way. that all this intricate analysis is given, and we may think that, oh, one needs a very with a lot of intellectual capacity to understand all this. But rather than stressing the intellectual capacity, Krishna states that actually it's devotion that grants comprehension. And thus, Krishna underscores the primacy of devotion, that spiritual truths or philosophical truths connected with spiritual reality are comprehended not through intellection, through a lot of intellectual analysis, but through devotion. Thank you.